Good morning. Today's Daf Rosh Hashanah, Tet Zayin. We are on the very top of Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're up to the next Mishnah. Okay? Which is now the second Mishnah, the Masechta. So, after an extraordinarily lengthy discussion regarding the first Mishnah, the Masechta, which establishes that there are four Rosh Hashanahs. And so it is a very fundamental point in terms of when is the first of the year. And so the answer is that there are multiple firsts of the year. And so the Mishnah listed and the Gemara went into detail regarding each and every one of them. So, in the last number of days, we spent a lot of time with agricultural halacha, because the first day of Tishrei, the first day of Shvat, according to Beis Hillel, the 15th day of Shvat, even the first day of Elul, according to Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon. So they are all surrounding agricultural events, and so therefore, a lot of our gemaras have been dealing with the agricultural halachas, and admittedly, difficult gemaras, challenging gemaras, especially considering the fact that we are not farmers and we're not on the and we're not agriculturalists, so it makes it very difficult. And on top of that, in the Daf Yomi, we do not focus and spend time learning about the halachas of Shemos and Maitros and Shvias, and so we know basics, or at least I know basics, but still it makes it for a challenging limud. Okay, and now we're back. And so now we're back. We're here at the second Mishnah. Now we're going to be talking about Din, the judgment. So the world is going to be judged. The world is going to be judged on four occasions. There are four Rosh Hashanahs. There are four times that we're judged. Now, that doesn't mean that there's a correlation between the two of them. And in fact, we're going to see that there's not necessarily a correlation between them, but there's overlap. There's certainly overlap. And so, as we open up to today's daf in the second Mishnah in the Masechta, so we're going to be discussing now the four times that a person, not a person, the world is going to be judged, and why are they judged on those particular occasions. So the Mishnah opens up, Barba Prakim, Mishnah on top of Tazayin Amidal, Barba Prakim, Ha'olam Nidon. So the world is judged on four occasions over the course of the year. The Pesach Alatvua, so on Pesach we're going to be judged over the grains, Ba'atzeres Alperos Ha'ilan. On Shavuos, the world is being judged on the fruit of the world. Rosh Hashanah Kolbaya Olam Ovrim Lofanav Kivnei Marom. On Rosh Hashanah, every person in the world is going to be judged, Kivnei Marom, a term that's going to be discussed in the Gemara, so stay tuned for the Gemara to discuss that. Not today's daf. And Shenem Yoser Yach Libam, and Mevino Kol Maasem, the Pasuk in Tehillim. The Mishnah here quotes, which indicates that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mevin Al Kol Maasem, understanding every one of our actions, and we're going to be judged for every one of our actions. Uvechag, and Ansukas Nidon Malamayim, we're going to be judged over water. Okay, so a couple of things to point out over here in the Mishnah, basic points. Number one, just the order of the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah starts when? So not in Rosh Hashanah, but rather on Pesach. Now that makes perfect sense. Why? Because that parallels the first Mishnah, right? You go back and open up to the first Mishnah, so the Arba Rosh Hashanahs, the four Rosh Hashanahs of the year, so where does our Mishnah start off with? The first Mishnah. Be'echad b'Nisan, the first day of Nisan. Meaning, as far as the Jewish calendar is concerned, so Nisan is month number one. Literally. Right, we described it as a chodesh lechem rosh chodeshim. It's the first of the months, and so therefore, despite the fact that Rosh Hashanah is new, and it is, it's a new year. But nevertheless, as far as when the new year is concerned, as far as we're concerned, so it's Pesach. So the first Mishnah has the month of Nisan being number one. Our Mishnah also has the month of Nisan being number one in terms of the judgment. So that's and then from there, you just simply follow an order. Meaning, we're going from Nisan to Sivan, to Tishrei, and finally to Tishrei, right? There are two judgments in Tishrei. The people are judged on the first day of Tishrei, and the Mayim is judged on Sukkos. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, okay, why are these items judged on these particular dates? So the answer is intuitive, but I'll speak it out. And that is that as far as Pesach is concerned, I mean, the Gemara is going to make most of these points. However, there's a big point that is not made by the Gemara, which is made by the Rishonim, and when it comes to Pesach, so the we're judged on the Tevuah. Why? Because consider that on Pesach we're bringing the Omer, the Karban Omer on Pesach, the Minchas Omer. So the grain is first brought. The new grains are first brought on Pesach. So appropriate time for the grains to be judged. And now on Shavuos gets a little bit trickier because we're not bringing fruit on Shavuos. So what do we bring on Shavuos? We're bringing the wheat, right? The shtei halachem, which is made up of wheat. So that's brought on Shavuos. So again, so that's not exactly ilanos, but okay. But vis-a-vis our discussion, it's going to be enough of an ilan where the ilanos are going to be judged on Shavuos. Let's skip Rosh Hashanah for just a moment. I'll come back to it. And now when we get to Sukkot, so the word is judged on Sukkot. So what does that mean? Or not what does that mean, but why? Why water? So here we have Nisach HaMayim. So we know we have a special mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim and Sukkot. So, right, it is an indication that the word is going to be judged. Good. So, but that leaves us with a little bit of a gaping hole, and that is the people are judged on Rosh Hashanah. What's Rosh Hashanah? The people are judged on Rosh Hashanah. And you'll tell me because the Torah says it's a Yom HaDin. So this is an observation that we made multiple times, and just let's keep hammering it. The Torah never says that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. It is not recorded in the Torah that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. Yes, we have a drasha, Mereshis Hashanah Vad Achris, and yes, through a Vayegzera Shava, we know that that's a reference to Rosh Hashanah, but it's not beferish in the Torah that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. So why is Rosh Hashanah decided, determined? It is, meaning, please don't get me wrong, it is a Yom HaDin. In other words, it is the day that we're judged. The Mishnah is teaching us that. But what exactly is the connection between the Yom HaDin and Rosh Hashanah? By the other three, it's obvious, as we just laid out. But by Rosh Hashanah, what's so inherent within Rosh Hashanah that it should be, in fact, be Yom HaDin? So you could take a look in the back. We, this morning, right, went through it again. You can take a look back on the Ran, on the Da'at Be'arif. He has an entire page dedicated to this particular topic of what makes Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin. So the pshat that he offers, although come back 10 days from now because I'm going to be offering a counterpoint, but the pshat that the Ran offers is that, do you know why Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin? Because that's the day in which we were created. Meaning, we know that some machlokes between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Lazar when the world was created, whether it was created in Tishrei, whether it was created in Nisan. But let's right now assume, just for now, let's right now assume that the halachas like Rabbi Eliezer, that the world was created in Tishrei, doesn't really mean that the world was created in Tishrei. It means that the world was created Chaf Hei Elul. And then, when was man created? Man was created on day 6, otherwise known as the first day of Tishrei. So the first day of Tishrei, man was created, and the Ran goes on. The Ran is in great detail over here, and I'm giving a synopsis, a really quick synopsis. And what happened was that on the day that a man was created, what happened? So what happened was is that he was judged on that day. He was judged on that day, and right, he was sarach. He deviated from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him not to do. He was judged together with Chava, and not only did they go through a judgment, but they actually they survived the judgment. Okay, not great, but they survived the judgment. So anyway, so it is the very first day that Adam was created, and Adam was done on that day. And so that, says the Ran, is why Rosh Hashanah is in fact going to be the day that is now set aside for din, the din of people. Good. That's the Ran right here on this stuff. The Ran can be found on Daf Gimel on the Da'at Be'arif. Anyway, the difficulty with the Ran, which he himself admits, is that it's a major machlokas between the Tanaim when the world was created, whether it was created on Tishrei, whether it was created on Nisan. And so to suggest now that this is the reason why, you have to assume now that the world was created in Tishrei, like Rabbi Eliezer. It happens to be that there are a number of Gemaras that seem to indicate that we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, but rather we paskin like Rabbi Yoshua. Stay tuned. Come back again on Chav Zayin. I'm going to open up this question again and give a different approach to this question. Happens to be based on a Tosfos on Chav Zayin. But okay. Anyway, I also happen to know we have a lot of Gemara that we got to cover today, so we're going to move on. Just one more point, and again, I'm going to go back to the round over here just to make one more point in the Mishnah, and that is that people are judged on Tishrei, and then what? And then water is judged on Sukkot, and grain is judged on Pesach, and the fruit is judged on Shavuos. What does that mean? Meaning, if the people are judged, so isn't, in other words, a person is judged about what? About how much grain he's going to be receiving, and how much fruit is he going to be receiving, and how much water is he going to be receiving. So what are these other benchmarks over the rest of the year in which the actual produce and the water are going to be judged? What does that mean? So the Ran says, what is his understanding, a simple understanding, but you got to say something. So his understanding is as follows, is that on Pesach, on Shavuos, on Sukkot, so the resources are being judged, meaning that the total amount of resources in the world are going to be established on those days. Then on Rosh Hashanah, what is determined? How much we are going to be receiving from those resources. Good. That's the Ran's approach right here on this daf in terms of how to understand the relationship between us being judged and the resources being judged. Okay. Good. That are a number of basic points in the Mishnah. Spent a lot of time in the Mishnah. Let's go on. Tezayin Amud Aleph, we are starting with the Gemara. So, Hai Tvua. So the Gemara says, now let's start off with the first judgment of the Mishnah, and that is Tefuah is going to be judged on Pesach. Now, remember, we've gone over this now multiple times. It bears repeating, and that is what happens in terms of the season and the grain. So especially barley. Barley is planted sometime in the winter, right? Midwinter, end of winter. It grows pretty quickly. And what happens is that basically you're harvesting it right before Pesach. Good. And we're saying now that Pesach, the grain is going to be judged. The grain that grew already? The grain of the upcoming year? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, Haytvua, ilema hatvua dekaima. Is it the grain that grew already? So the Gemara says, Kalhani apratke dadu ala emas idun. So the Gemara says, you know, that grain has gone through a lot of experience of life. Now I understand I'm animating the grain, but the point is that how is there going to be judgment on something that already happened? The judgment presumably is going on what will happen. So ela tua de mizdara. So the Gemara says, okay, so we're talking about grains that are going to be planted. Meaning we're talking about the grains for the upcoming year. Even though, right, post Pesach, when am I planting grains again? Not for a really long time, but it doesn't matter. Meaning the din that occurs on Pesach is going to be for the upcoming harvest. So the Gemara says, "Elatvua de mizdara lamemer de chadina mizdana." So the Gemara says, "Now you mean to tell me that grain goes through one judgment? Not necessarily." V'atanya, we learned in a brisa, "Tvua shira bo keria ones." If let's say something bad happens to the grain. Now I know these words over here are funny words to describe using grains. Keria and ones, that's usually words that describe human beings, but again, the idea over here, Rashi says it really clearly. It just simply means that the grains has gone through something bad, right? A bad wind or whatever the case is. So, kodem haPesach nidonim l'shavar, l'achar Pesach nidonim l'haba. So it depends of whether or not these bad occurrences happen before Pesach or after Pesach. If it happened before Pesach, so that would judgment already occurred the previous Pesach. And if it's coming now from this Pesach going forward, meaning that judgment occurred on this Pesach as well. So Adam Shira Bokari Onis Kodim Yom Kippurim Nidon L'Shavar Lacha Yom Kippurim Nidon L'Haba. And it's the same thing with us in Yom Kippur. Now, I know in our Mishnah we said Rosh Hashanah, but we all kind of already know how Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur work in terms of, you know, one is the Din, the other one is the Chasima, but whatever the case is. In other words, the same thing is true regarding us in Yom Kippur. Meaning anything that happens to us prior to Yom Kippur, that was a judgment that was from the previous year. Anything happens from Yom Kippur and L'Haba, that's now a judgment that occurred on that Yom Kippur. So Amar Rava, Shmamina Trei Dina Mizdana. So the Gemara, so Rava says, okay, so basically, just like our din is basically per annum, so our din, whatever happens from Yom Kippur going forward, so that was judged on Yom Kippur. The next year, so that's on the next Yom Kippur, et cetera, et cetera. So it could very well be that just like we are judged multiple times, hopefully over the course of a lifetime, 120 judgments. So when it comes to the wheat, or whatever grain, any grain that passes over Pesach, meaning it wasn't harvested at Pesach, it passes over Pesach. So the same thing, meaning that there's a judgment of the previous Pesach and there's a judgment on this Pesach as well. Okay, so Amar Abaye, Hilka kichaz enish the mitzlach zara afla liktim v'lizra charpa ad demate lemedaina kadem salik. So Abaye says, good. So now that you're armed with this information, so now we know that let's say you see that it's a really good year in terms of din, vis-a-vis the grains, right? You planted your barley and whoopah, that barley just shot up. So now you know that this particular year is a really good year in terms of din. So you know what you should do? Take advantage of it. Meaning what you should do is quickly go ahead and try to now plant another batch before the year is up. Now I say the year, I mean the grain year. Meaning as long as I'm in this din, and as long as it's clear that this year is a good din for grain, so try to plant again this year. Okay. Mani masisin. So now, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, new topic, new discussion on our Gemara, and that is that our Mishnah takes a very clear position vis-a-vis when is the judgment for all four of these events, the three resources and humanity. So the Gemara says, now our Mishnah is following whose position? So I'll tell you, none of the above. And how many choices are there in this multiple choice question? There are going to be four choices. And it sounds like the Amish is following none of the above. Well, let's first introduce ourselves to all four of them. So, lo Rebbe Meir, v'lo Rebbe Yehuda, v'lo Rebbe Yosef, v'lo Rebbe Nelson, d'Tanya, the Gemara quotes the Braisa now, outlining the four opinions of how judgment works over the course of the year. So, ha kol nidonim b'Rosh Hashanah v'gzar din shalayim nechtam yom kippurim div Reb Meir. So as far as Rav Meir is concerned, everything, meaning both humanity and resources, are judged on Rosh Hashanah. Judged on Rosh Hashanah, sealed on Yom Kippur. That Shitas Rabbi Meir. Clearly, that's not our Mishnah. Next. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, HaKol Nidonim Rosh Hashanah, V'Gzar Din Shalahem Nechtam, Kol Echa V'Echa Bizmano. Bepesach Alatzvo, Batzer Sal Peres, Ha'ilam B'Chag Nidonim Alamayim, V'Adam Nidonim Rosh Hashanah, V'Gzar Din Shalom Nechtam, B'Yom HaKippurim. So according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, a little bit more similar to our Mishnah, but still not our Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah, both humanity and resources. And now it's just a question of when is the Chasimas Adin. So for the resources, it's going to be as per its appropriate time of the year. And for the, and as far as humanity is concerned, judge on Rosh Hashanah and the Chasimas Yom Kippur. Okay. Now that's somewhat similar to our Mishnah. And you could kind of shoehorn, Rabbi Yehuda into our Mishnah. Stay tuned. The Gemara, I'm kind of giving away the Gemara is going to try to do that. Okay, anyway. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Adam Nidon Bechol Yom. According to Rabbi Yossi, a person is judged every single day. Shenemar V'tifkedin LeBekarim. Okay, you're going to be literally remembered every morning. And Rabbi Nasson Omer, Adam Nidon Bechol Shah, Shenemar L'Rigan Tifchanenu. And according to Rabbi Nasson, not just every day do we have a din, but every moment we have a din. Okay. And he has a pasuk also in Eov describing that every moment, so Tifchanenu, we're going to have a Bechina, some sort of examination. Okay. So v'chitem alolam Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says like this. Okay. So maybe our Mishnah is going like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. V'chiktani masis and agzardin. And maybe our Mishnah is just focusing not on the actual din, but the gzardin. Okay. Like I said moments earlier, the Gemara is going to try to shoehorn Rabbi Yehuda into our Mishnah. So v'hachli kasha adam. So the Gemara says, yeah, but it doesn't work because then even in our attempt to fit Rabbi Yehuda into our Mishnah. So humanity doesn't work because what does our Mishnah say? It says on Rosh Hashanah kol bai olam overim lefanav kivnei marom. So it sounds like Rosh Hashanah is a din, having this nothing to do with Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Yahachi kasha adam amar Rava, haitana debe Rabbi Shmalhi. So Rava says, okay. So we had four opinions in the Braisa. Our Mishnah doesn't even really follow the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, which is the best match for the Mishnah, but it's not a perfect match. So the Gemara says, okay, so what we're going to have to do now is we're going to go off the board. In another Braisa, Shitas Rabbi Yishmael, that's our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, the Tana Debe Rabbi Yishmael, Barba Prakim Olam Nidon, the world is judged on four times. Bepesach Halatua, Batzeros Halaperos Eilam, Bechag Nidon Amalamayim, Va'adam Nidon Rosh Hashanah, V'gzar Dishlo Nechtam B'yam HaKippurim. Ah, so we have the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. Now, even as we go off the board and elect Rabbi Yishmael as being the author of our Mishnah, once again, it's not a perfect match, because if you look back at our Mishnah mentions nothing about Yom Kippur. It just simply says that for humanity, so that's judged on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, V'chi k'tani masis and atchilas din. Okay, and what you'll have to say now is that as far as our Mishnah is concerned, our Mishnah is focusing on the haschalas adin. And so even though it says humanity is judged on Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of judgment occurs on Rosh Hashanah, but en achinami, the Gemara din occurs on Yom Kippur as per the Shita Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, so now what do we have? When is a person judged? So at this point in time, it's fair to be confused, right? There are multiple positions in terms of when a person is going to be judged. Our Mishnah seems to be clearly of the position that a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah, or the Chasima is going to be on Yom Kippur. We could say that now because we know the Braisa. But meanwhile, in a Braisa that was quoted after the Mishnah, there are four opinions. Of those four opinions, two of them say that we're judged on a daily basis, and one of those two opinions is multiple times on a daily basis. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry. So my time into Rav Yossi. So what is this? What's the basis for the sheet of Rav Yossi that we're judged every day? The Gemara says, what are you asking? What's the reason behind Rav Yossi? Go back to the Braisa, reread the Braisa, review the Braisa. So kedekam or time of it, if kedena lebekarim. The Braisa says, he quotes the pasuk in Eov. So the Gemara says, ani hachi kamrin. The Gemara says, you're right. Here's what I meant. So my time alo amar Rabbi Nasan. So why doesn't he agree with Rabbi Nasan? Meaning, as much as he knows about the pasuk in Eov, so right there in that same paragraph, there's another pasuk in Eov that supports Rabbi Nasan that we're judged every moment. The pasuk of l'regayim tevchanenu. So the Gemara says, nah. So bechina iyune be'almahi. Bechina just simply means that Akash Baruch Hu he's looking into it. It's an investigation. But it's not a din. So the Gemara says, no, pekita nami, iyuna ba'amahi. So the Gemara says, well, if that's true, so now I can say the same thing regarding pekita. Pekita means that Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers us. So right? We say in Yalav Yavo, right? V'yipaked, v'yizacher. So Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers us. So maybe that's what's going on over here, even in the other pasuk in Iyov. So basically, we're back to our original question. So now that we're saying that Pekita is just a unibama, it's just an investigation, it's not din. So once again, now what's the source for Rabbi Yossi? Ela Amar Rav Chisa Tamid Rav Yossi Mehachal Asos Mishpat Avdo Mishpat Amo Yisrael Dvar Yom Biyomo. Okay, so pasuk in Malachim, Kadosh Baruch Hu judges us every single day. Okay, so this pasuk is more beferish that's talking about judgment, not just iyun. Okay. Of Amar Rav Chisda. And yes, it's a little bit strange, by the way, that the Brice are recording the sheet to Rabbi Yossi, citing the Pasuk in Iyov, but now it comes out that the Gemara feels that that's not really the source of Rabbi Yossi, but rather the source is a different Pasuk. Why wasn't that source actually quoted in the Brice? I don't have a good answer. Amar Rav Chisda. Melech V'tzibor. This should sound familiar. I hope it sounds familiar. We did this about 2 weeks ago in the Daf, a little bit less. Anyway. The Melch V'tzibor, Melch Nichnas Tchila L'Din. So when you have a king and you have the population, the king goes first to Din. Shenamar Lasos Mishpat Avdo U'Mishpat Amo Yisrael. Okay, and that's the Pshat Pasuk in Malachim Aleph. That first, the Mishpat Avdo, that's a reference to Shlomo HaMelech, and then the nation. So my time, and now why should that be? So same Gemara that we saw on Dav Ches, so Ibai Zema, Lav Arach Ara L'Mesa Malka Avrai. So first of all, just simple derech eretz. The king should be judged first. That's number one. And number two, ibay zema mekam delefesh charanaf. And the second reason why is because look, if the people are going to be judged, so they're going to exhaust the patience of the judge, right? The judge is going to go after one case after another case, and we're talking about the masses, and okay, right? Imperfection abound, and by the time the king rolls around, the judge will be totally spent and have no patience. Okay. Kaviyachol. Again, we're talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as if we could say this. Amar Rav Yosef Kaman Matzlinan Ha'idna Akitzira VeAmaria. So Rav Yosef says nowadays. So what's our minhag? Our minhag is that we're davening every single day. Now, what seems to be built into the Gemara's question over here is that if I subscribe to the shitas of either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shmuel, so we're judged one time a year. So if we're judged one time a year, so then what would be the point of davening every day? Okay, good. So the Gemara says, so now that we're davening over the grains every single day, so what are we doing? How are we doing that? So the Gemara says, come on, Rabbi Yossi. So we follow the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. That's one possibility. The Ibai Zema, another possibility. La'olam Karabana. No, really, we're holding like the Chachamim. Uched Rabbi Yitzchak, Damaris. Rabbi Yitzchak, Yafet Sa'aka, La'adam, Bin Kodim, Gzardin, Be'lacher, Gzardin. Or alternatively, really, there's one din over the course of the year, and if we're just regular davening, okay, that's not going to affect the din. But sa'aka, but if we're really crying out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and really we're begging and beseeching and pleading, so maybe that's going to override the gzar din. That's a possibility. Okay, there is a couple of tosfosim in today's daf, more than a couple, but a couple that I'm going to highlight. Here's one of them. So take a look at Tosus over here. Third Tosus on the Amud. Kamamatzlin Haidan Akitzir Vamir Rabbi Yosef Vim Tomar. L'Rabbanan Nami. Mi Lomatzlin and Rifainu Ubirchas Hashanim. So Tosus over here asks the obvious question. And that is that we're davening every day. Now, not only are we davening every day, but built into tefillah, meaning when we're talking about davening, we're really talking about Shemona Esrei, right? The Pesuka de Zimra is Hachana. And everything we say afterwards is like basically like cool down after. But in other words, we're Shemona Esrei. And we know Shemona Esrei was put together by Anshe Knesset Zagadola, Ayidei Nevi'im and Chachamim at the beginning of Bai Sheni. Anyway, incorporating your Shemona Esrei, of course, is davening for health and Parnasa. And now, how are we davening for health and how are we davening for Parnasa? Meaning, if we follow like the Shita of the Chachamim, meaning the Gemara said that our davening for the wheat is going like the Shita Rav Yossi, and the Gemara hedges, and maybe it's going like the Chachamim if it's Sa'aka. But Tosfos over here is bothered. Look, right, every day we are instructed, mandated to daven every single day, three times a day. And in the Shemona Esrei, we have petitions that we ask at Kadosh Baruch Hu. And how we petition the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And let's assume that we go like the Chachamim, not like the Shita of Rav Yossi, that we're judged on Rosh Hashanah, right, which is, again, we're hardwired that way because you look at the Nusach of Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom HaDin. So what are we doing on a daily basis davening Shemona Esrei? It's a really fundamental question. So Tosfos over here writes, So Rabbi Yehuda Damar Hacha Adam Nidam Rosh Hashanah V'Gzad Din Shlo Nechtam Yom Kippurim Hamar BeParakam De Shabbos HaNichlan Zavakar Achola Omer Amakim Yerachim Alecha VeAchole Amo Yisrael. And meanwhile, the Gemara in Shabbos says that when you go visit the sick and you see somebody sick, so you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to daven. In fact, there's a Ramban, right? In Torah Adam, the Torah brings it down in the beginning of the halachas of Bikur Cholim. So he says that if you go Mevaker Chola and you don't daven, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Right? It's a strong statement. The Ramban says that it's brought down the Torah. Right, I'm pretty sure, I don't remember perfectly, but I'm pretty sure the Ramah brings it down as well. Anyway, davening becomes critical. So what are you doing davening? Meaning, didn't he have a din already on Rosh Hashanah? So what good is your tefillah? Okay, good. So it's a really basic question. And over here, Rabbeinu Tam, our first of two Rabbeinu Tams today. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam d'shelo yachle v'adai lo matzlinan. Ella the Rabbi Yosi, aval she yisrape maslinan aliba de kolei ama de masa yachlu nigzar masa yisrapo lo nigzar. So it says Rabbeinu Tam like this, that the gzar din is going on the fact that we're going to get sick. So that is determined, decided on Rosh Hashanah, right? The combination of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So the fact that we are going to get sick, that's a gzar din. Meanwhile, in terms of our recovering from the illness, That is not nigzar on Rosh Hashanah. And that will then become a predicate of our tefillahs that we daven during the year. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam. And in that Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, so a fundamental distinction to be made in terms of, what we're davening for in the Shemoneh Esrei when we say that Rifainu. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the tefillah is not going on the let's not get sick because that's already been determined. But rather, let's make sure that we get a really quick recovery.
Okay. Does that apply to
Parnassus? I was thinking, such a good question. So good. I was thinking the same thing myself. I'm not sure how to plug this Rabbeinu Tam into Parnassus. Okay. You read my mind. Okay. If I have something good, you know, if I have a positive contribution, I'll make it. but it's really good. Okay. I agree. In other words, how to plug it in? How do you plug that into Parnassa? Okay, good. So good. All right, we're back to the Gemara. Okay, we are a little bit more right, about two thirds of the way down. So Tanya, okay, it's as the wide lines start getting wider, it's about 6-7 lines from there. Okay. Amr Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva Mimne Ma'amra Torah Hevio Omer BePesach. Okay, so again, I made this point back in the Mishnah, but I also mentioned that the Gemara is going to make this point. So why does the Torah say that you bring the Omer on Pesach? Mimne Shah Pesach Zman Tvua. Who? Because that's the auspicious time for grain. So Amr Kosh Baruch Hu Hevio Lefane Omer BePesach Kedeshi Tisbarach Lachem Tvua Shebesados. Okay, and look, Akash Baruch Hu basically says to us, look, I'm going to give you a mitzvah opportunity. On Pesach, on the second day of Pesach, you'll bring the Karban Omer, and through that, in other words, there'll be a judgment and there'll be a bracha, because, right, I assume that there's a mitzvah opportunity that's afforded at that point in time. Now again, this part gets a little bit tricky, because the Shtei Alechem is not really a fruit, it's really wheat. Okay, there is an opinion, all right, I don't know if I'm right about this, but I'm right about the Gemara, I just don't know if my connection is good. There is an opinion that the Eitz Hadas was wheat. Okay. So, okay. There is an opinion like that. Good. So anyway, so you bring the Shei Lechem Batzeres, Mimnei Shatzeres, Man Peros, Ha'ilan. So that's fruit on the tree. Who? Amar Kosh Baruch, Hu, Yivin Lefana, Shei Lechem Batzeres, Kedeshi, Yizbarcho Lechem Peros, Ha'ilan. Ah, okay, good. So, Umimnei Ma'amra Torah Nechtus Umayim Bechag. Sorry, Nischu Umayim Bechag. Now, as far as Sukkot is concerned, so you know we also have a mitzvah to bring water and to pour the water on the mizbeach. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu nischu lefanai mayim b'chag kedei sheyisbarach lechem gishmei shana. Again, the same idea is that's the time that the world is going to be judged on its water. The resource of water is being judged. Good. So now we have an avenue in which we can help that din, and that is by bringing water on the mizbeach. Amr lefanah b'Rosh Hashanah machios zichronos v'shofros machios kedei shetim lechuni alechem zichronos kedei sheyala zichronam lefanai letova uvameh v'shofar. And now on Rosh Hashanah, what do? So on Rosh Hashanah, we're going to be judged. So say in front of me machios zichronos v'shofros. So Malchus, so that I am coronated. Zichrono, so that the Jewish people remembered. And Lid Tova, and for good. And how we're going to do that? We're going to do that with the shofar. Okay. So much to discuss over here, and I'm not going to discuss. In other words, just recognizing that it's a daf, and just way too little time and way too much to discuss. But the basic idea over here is that we have a special Shmona Esrei that was instituted for Rosh Hashanah, right? It is one that is unique and not used any other time of the year, and that is the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Never in the Gemara. I'm going to make this point later in the Masechta, so I'm not going to stress it now. Never in the Gemara does the Gemara actually say that the Machiz Zechonis for Shofar is for Musaf, meaning it just simply says it's for Rosh Hashanah. There are Rishonim out there who are of the position that every tefillah of Rosh Hashanah should be Machiz Zechonis for Shofar. That's not our minhag. Our minhag is, right, most Rishonim are of the position that Machiz Zechonis for Shofar is just for the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. And why? So it's actually because the Shmona Esrei is tailor-made for the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, right? You could blow Shofar. Again, these are the introductory words that are really I should be saying later on, but we're going to be touching on shofar right now, so I'll just touch on it right now. So the truth of the matter is the mitzvah of shofar is any time on the day of Rosh Hashanah, but what the Chachamim did is that they put together, they composed a Shmona Esrei so that we're going to be blowing shofar in the Shmona Esrei, and specifically in the Musaf of Shmona Esrei, in the special Machias or Chonis v'Shofars. Okay, and much more to be said about this anyway, but that's the idea is that in the context of the Braisa. So just like on Pesach, Sukkos, and Shavuos, let me go in order. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So we have the resources being judged, and therefore mitzvahs connected with those resources, so that the din will be a good din. So on Rosh Hashanah, we're going to be judged. So as a result of that, so we're going to have now a special mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah, notably Machias Zichronos for Shofros, plus Shofar in that Shmona Esrei. Amar Rabbi Abba Olama Token B'Shofar Shal Ayil. Why are we blowing on the shofar of a ram? Amar Kosh Baruch Hu. Tikul Afana B'Shofar Shal Ayil Kedei She'ezkor Lachem Akedas Yitzchak Ben Avraham U'Mala Ani Alechem Ki'ilu Akadatem Atzmechem Lefanai. Use the shofar Shal Ayil, and it's going to remind the Kosh Baruch Hu of Akedas Yitzchak. We just read it yesterday, 2 days ago, I should say, on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Lama Token B'Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yitzchak says, why do we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, Lama Token Rachman Amar Tikul. That's a funny question. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. So the Gemara says, El Alama Marian. So why do we have a broken sound? So the Gemara says, Marian, Rachman Amar Zichron Trua. Again, that's a funny question. The Torah says that it's a Yom Trua. Trua is a broken sound. El Alama Token Marian Kishain Yoshvin, Vitoken Umarian Kishain Omdin. So the Gemara says, okay, so I'd like to reset the question. So why do we do it while we're seated, and why do we do it again while we're standing? Kedela Arvev HaSatan, in order to confuse Satan. Okay, everybody's familiar with this Gemara, perhaps the most popular Gemara in today's daf, although there are a lot of them. So so everyone's familiar with this Gemara, so we're looking to confuse Satan. It's fair to say that this Gemara confuses everybody. Okay, what exactly is going on over here in terms of blowing while we're sitting and blowing while we're standing? Who blows while they're sitting? Right, nobody. Right, so what's going on over here? So, again, the vast majority of Rishonim understand is that despite the fact, like I just explained, that really the mitzvah min a mufchar is to blow shofar in Musaf during Shmona Esrei, but nevertheless, what do we have? Minhag Yisrael is to blow beforehand. That's what the Gemara here describes as tkios de miyushav. It's a sitting tkios. Now, we don't sit during those tkios, but tkios de miyushav, why? Because it's before the Amida, right? In other words, we can sit at that point in time because we haven't started yet the Shmona Esrei. So we blow beforehand, even though the Iker mitzvah is to do it during Shmona Esrei, but nevertheless we blow beforehand. And then what we do is Kiyos de Me'uman, meaning, and then we blow during Shmona Esrei. Again, various minhagim in terms of when during Shmona Esrei we blow, right? The minhag of Sfardim, the minhag of the Chasidim, is to blow during the Tefillas Lachash, the Shtil Shmona Esrei, and to blow again during Chazaras Hashatz. Most Ashkenazim blow just during Chazaras Hashatz. Whatever the case is, the Kiyos de Me'uman is talking about the Tekiyos that are blown during Shmona Esrei. So then why is it that Minhag Yisrael is to blow before Shmona Esrei? So that's Kedei La'arvev HaSatan. What does that mean? Rashi writes over here, Shelo Yastin Kishishma Yisrael Mechaven Es HaMitzvos Misatad Mim Devarav. So what ends up happening is that in the event, when the prosecutor hears that we're blowing shofar, not just as per instructed, but additional tkiyos as well, so it shows that we really love the mitzvah. So that once we show the real love for the mitzvah, so it's gonna diminish the prosecutor's ability to go ahead and to prosecute us. That is the that's Rashi. There are a lot more pshatim in the Gemara in terms of how exactly it's going to be ma'arve v'sasatim. But for our purposes right now, for the daf, so that will be sufficient. Let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Kol Shana Shein Token Lo B'Tchila Lo B'Tchila Samarian La B'Sofa. So Ma'itam Adalo Ir Arvev Satan. Rabbi Yitzchak says that in a year where you didn't blow a shofar in the beginning of the year, so there will be wailing at the end of the year. Why? Because we didn't properly confuse the Satan. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Kol Shana She Rasha B'Tchila Samit Aseres B'Sofa. Anytime that we are poor in the beginning of the year, poor over here probably more in line with humility. Right, Rashi. She saw Osen Atzman Rashin Rosh Hashanah. Ledvar Tachanunim Vetfila Keinyan Shenemar Tachanunim Yedaber Rash. Okay, so we come in on Rosh Hashanah humble, like a poor person. So what's going to end up happening is Mit Aser, we're going to become wealthy at the end of the year. Meaning, so the proper attitude in Rosh Hashanah to come in like paupers. Shenemar Mereshis Hashanah Mereshis Ksiv. Now, even though the pasuk says Mereshis Hashanah, which we've quoted repeated times in our Masechta, is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. But if you look at the ksiv, at the way it's written with an aleph, Rash. Rash is a poor man. The ad achris sofa sheishla achris. So if you go into Rosh Hashanah as a Rash, as a poor person, so then you will end up successful at the other end of Rosh Hashanah. Am Rav Yitzchak in danes adam elef yimasav shel oso sha'a. How is a person judged? A person is going to be judged based on his actions on that moment in time. Sheinemar ki shamalu kim el kol anar ba'asher hu sham. Famously, and once again, 2 days ago, we just read in Shul and Shabbos, and that is Yishmael was judged only on his actions that were there at that present time. Am Rav Yitzchak Gimel Dvarim Maskin of Anosof Shal Adam Elohein. 3 times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was reminded of our Avonos, meaning that precarious situations, precarious positions, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically says, okay, right, he put himself in a situation of danger. And Kir Natui, if let's say you're by a wall that's tilted, the Iyun Tfila, I'm going to come back and explain that momentarily, and Umosu Din Al Chavero, and if you go ahead and you cast judgment on somebody else, and you basically point to another person and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at that other person and the way they are behaving, so now you put yourself now in a precarious position. Amar Rabbi Avin Kol Umosu Din Al Chavero Hu Nena Tchila. If you go ahead and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at that other person with a finger point, doesn't have to be a physical finger point, but you point out and say, look at Kadosh Baruch Hu, what they're doing. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I will, but before I look at that other person, let me take a look at you. Shenemar v'tomer Sarai el Avram chamasi alecha. So and the Gemara over here really, right? It's a harsh comment by the Gemara, but the Gemara makes it, and so I'm just going to explain it. So so Sarai says to Avram, look, I'm right. Look at Hagar. And Sarah points a finger at Hagar. And Uksiv, and a couple of parshios later, meaning at the beginning of Chai Sarah, Vayavar Avram Lispola Sarah Viliv Kosa. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, and now, when Sarah points her finger at Hagar, so now Kadosh Baruch Hu has a din on Sarah. Okay. I'm Rav Yitzchak Dal Dvarim, I'm sorry, before we go on. Okay, so 3 things put a person in a really precarious situation. And that is, the first one, he's in physical jeopardy. The third one, the person points his finger at somebody else, asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to judge that other person. So now you put yourself in a precarious situation. And finally, the middle one is Iyun Tefillah, right? So Iyun Tefillah. So that's always difficult, by the way. Iyun Tefillah sounds like you were looking into your davening. Okay, it sounds like a positive thing. So is it a positive thing or is it a negative thing? The answer is context. Right, you got to read the Gemara in its context, and when you read the Gemara contextually, you will know whether or not it's positive or negative. So our Gemara clearly looks at it as a negative. So here's our second Rabbeinu Tam of the day. Okay, Tosos v'iyun tefila omer Rabbeinu Tam iyun tefila da'achik ki ahu deget pashut digimel dvarim einadam nitzol mehem b'chol yom v'kachashiv iyun tefila. So the challenges of having proper kavana while you're davening klamer she'ein mechavin libo b'tula so. So when you don't have proper kavana within davening. So that then you put yourself in a precarious situation. It is a real challenge to have tefillah, to have kavanah in your tefillah. It requires real effort and real concentration. Good, and that's something that we should strive for. And so when you don't have proper kavanah while you're davening, so once again you put yourself in a precarious situation. Rabbeinu Tam goes on to quote a Yerushalmi, right? Now you understand what I was looking up prior to the daf today. I'm not gonna quote the Yerushalmi right now, but anyway, take a look inside. You can find it. It's in the second parak in the Yerushalmi, fourth halacha. Anyway, back to our Gemara. Amar Reb Yitzchak, Dal Dvar Makrim Gzardin Shal Adam. So we've been talking all morning about a Gzardin, right? A judgment. And so the four things that could tear up the Gzardin, and that is Elohim Tzedaka, Tze'aka, Shinu Hashem, Shinu Emaisa. So, and we're going to go through each four of them. So, as we go through each four, I'll explain each one of them. Tzedaka, of course, is giving charity. So here, Beferish Pasuk in Mishlei. Your Pasuk could not say it any clearer, right? It saves you from death. So, Tzedaka, what about crying out? Hashem b'tzar lahem u'mitzuko seyem. Yotziyam. Right, the lengthy perek in Tehillim, perek kapitel kuf zayin. That's with all the... the four people who went through a life-threatening experience and were able to salvage and save themselves from the life-threatening experience. You know this parak in Tehillim, or at least I'll speak for myself. I know this parak in Tehillim because of the Gemara in Brachos, right? It's like how I know any Tanakh. So the unfortunately, so the Gemara in Brachos talks about the Karban Todah that's brought on four occasions when a person suffers, right, is about to have a life-threatening event. And it's all based on the four different paragraphs that are found in that kapitel in Tehillim. Anyway, Shinu Hashem, you change your name. Dechsiv Sarai Shechalosi Kareshma, Sarai Ki Sarashma, Uksivu Verachti Osav Vegan Masati Memelecha Ben. Okay, so when Sarai gets her name changed, at that point in time, she's able to have a child. Shinu Emaisa Dechsiv Vayalo Kim Es Maaseim, Uksiv Vayinachem Elokim Al Ra Asher Diber Lasos Lehem Velo Asa. And Ninveh, and the changing of Maisa, and that is going to avert a Gzardin. Some would add that you change your location. Okay. Now the Idach, now the counter argument, meaning the Tanakhama did not have Shinu Emakam. And the reason why the Tanakhama did not have Shinu Emakam is because the episode with Avram does not prove anything regarding Shinu Emakam. Consider where he went. He went to Eretz Yisrael. So it's not the Shinu Emakam that creates the Zechus, it's that he went to Eretz Yisrael. That creates the Zechus. Amar Rav Yitzchak Chayav Adam Lakbil Pnei Rabba Berego. It is incumbent on a person to go visit his Rebbe on Yantav. Shenem Ramadua Taulachas Elav Ayam Lo Chodesh Velo Shabbas Mechlal De Bechodesh Veshabbas Ibaile Lamezo. Okay, so a visit, and it wasn't Chodesh, and it wasn't Shabbos, and it means that in Chodesh and Shabbos, you gotta go. Now, the Pasuk itself is not talking about Regel, it's not talking about Yontif, it's talking about Rosh Chodesh, it's talking about Shabbos. So the Gemara does, in fact, make a small jump to go from Chodesh and Shabbos to Yontif. Okay. And other basic questions, meaning on Regel. You know what you're supposed to be doing on Regel? It's called Aliyah L'Regel. So what does that mean? Is our Gemara over here meaning in addition to Aliyah L'Regel? Maybe the Gemara over here is discussing when there is no Beis HaMikdash to go to? Okay. A lot of basic questions, which again, I'm flying through. Amar Rav Yitzchak Chayav Adam. Okay. If you haven't noticed, by the way, like I haven't made this point clear, right? Meaning a good part of today's daf, common statements by Rabbi Yitzchak, right? It goes all the way back to the Amud Aleph, right? The first Rabbi Yitzchak is found on Tezayin Amud Aleph, and what I have not done is not, I have not been keeping score in terms of how many Rabbi Yitzchak statements have been made, but it's been over a half dozen. Okay. Okay. If I were better prepared, I would have counted. Okay. Anyway, the Chayv Adam Latayrus Atzma Beregel. A person has to make sure that he's in a state of tahara as he approaches Yontif. Shenemro v'nivlasam lo sigal utanyana mehachi. The Gemara quotes a brisa, same idea. So I might have thought that the simple interpretation of that pasuk is that I shouldn't be touching a nevela. The Gemara says, but that's not pshat. So who needs to be careful about tumat tahara? Kohanim need to be careful about tumat tahara because they're going to be frequenting the Beis HaMikdash. But you and I, right? So we're not frequenting the Beis HaMikdash on a regular basis. We don't have to be careful about tumat tahara. So when you're talking about tuma chamura, like mace, so there the kohanim are required to safeguard. We, the non-kohanim, no requirement to be careful. So tuma kala, if we're talking about nevela, which is on a lower level of tuma lo kol shekein, we certainly don't have to worry about that. So elamatam alamra v'nivla sam lo sigaba regal. So it's talking about regal, and seemingly the obvious point is that why regal? Because we're going to be going to the base of Mikdash, and once we're going to the base of Mikdash on regal, so now we have to clean ourselves up. In other words, when I say clean, I don't mean physically, but I mean spiritually. In other words, we have to have a tahara. A person is not allowed to go into the base of Mikdash while in the state of tumah. If one does so, b'mezid, it's a chi of karis. Okay. Okay. Shlosha svarim. Okay. This is not the best stopping point, but we're going to stop here. Okay. The groupings of people and the three books, we're all familiar. Okay, this is going to be our starting point for tomorrow morning. In the meantime, however, let's quickly recap. So we started now the next Mishnah, second Mishnah here in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tet Zayin. After more than 2 weeks going with that first Mishnah, so now a second Mishnah and a Mishnah on Din. So what is being judged? So there are four times a year with that that we're getting judged. Three of them are going to be resources, and one of them is going to be humanity. Humanity is judged on Rosh Hashanah. The resources are going to be judged on, it depends, whether we're talking about the resources of the grains, the fruit, and the water. And they're going to be judged on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, respectively. Okay, and a lengthy discussion in the Gemara. Number one, who's our Mishnah following like in that sequencing? First of all, the resource, I'll skip that in terms of the review. Okay, who's our Mishnah following like? So the Gemara quotes the Braisa, there are four opinions. Sounds like our Mishnah is not going like any of the four opinions. So the Gemara says, we'll go off the board. There's a fifth opinion of that of Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah is conforming to the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Then from that point going forward, so a lot of statements by Rabbi Yitzchak. Really, the rest of today's daf, comments by Rabbi Yitzchak. So even after the Gezar Din, Rabbi Yitzchak says, one point to review. Nowadays we're davening on the harvest and we're doing so on a daily basis. And by the way, the Rashi, I didn't quote the Rashi earlier this morning. Okay, it's not too late. Rashi says that Akatsir of Amri is talking about sick people and Tamid Chachamim, who are just in general of weaker constitutions. And nowadays that we daven, so we're following like who's Shita? So the Gemara says, it sounds like we're following the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe we're following the Shita of the Chachamim and we're davening via Tza'aka, and Tza'aka is able to overturn a Gzar Din. And this morning we went through a basic Tosos, so really a fundamental Tosos in terms of us davening Shmona Esrei daily, not just daily, but three times a day. And we're davening Shmona Esrei, and whose position is that following? And the answer to that question is, says Tosos, is that it could be that we're following the Shita of the Chachamim and the Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam, making a distinction between the Gzar Din that we are going to get sick at a certain point in time, but the Tefillah is going to help the cure and the healing of that illness. That's a Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. Then, for the remainder of today's daf, we talked about why specifically are these resources judged on these times, and it's just a simple connection between the auspicious nature of these times and why they're judged on these particular resources. On the bottom of the Amud Aleph of today's daf, we comments of Rabbi Yitzchak in terms of why are we blowing shofar two times on Rosh Hashanah, once before Musaf and one during Musaf, in Kedel Arve Vesa Satan. And briefly, we explain what all that meant on Rosh Hashanah. On the Amud Beis, our attitude in terms of how we should be going into Rosh Hashanah. So when we are in a precarious position and we make ourselves vulnerable to din, three different occasions in terms of when that's going to be. Four things that are going to be korei gzar din, that are going to tear up the gzar din. We went through the four items. Rav Yitzchak's requirement that we should be visiting our Rebbe on Yantiv. And then finally, the last thing we covered is that we should be matar ourselves before Yantif.